Free play. Movies and concerts. There are many ways to sneak into theaters, concerts, stadiums, and other entertainment houses. All these places have numerous fire exits with push-bar doors that open easily from the inside. Arrive early with a group of friends after casing the joint and selecting the most convenient exit. Pay for one person to get in. When he does, he simply opens the designated exit door when the ushers are out of the area and everyone rushes inside. For theatrical chains in large cities, call their home office and ask to speak to the vice president in charge of publicity, sales, or personnel. Ask what his name is so you'll know who you're talking to. When you get the information you want, hang up. Now you have the name of a high official in the company. Compile a short list of officials in the various film, theater, and sporting event companies. Next, call the various theaters and do the same thing for the theater managers. Once you have the two lists, you are ready to proceed. Call the theater you want to attend. When someone answers, say you're Mr. Blank from the home office, calling Mr. Blank, manager's name, and you'd like to have two passes okayed for two important people from out of town. Invariably, she'll just ask their names or tell them to mention your name at the box office. Not only will you get in free, but you can avoid waiting in line with this fake-out. In Los Angeles and New York, the studios hold pre-release screenings for all movies. If you know roughly when a movie is about to come out, call the publicity department of the studio producing the film and say you're the critic for a newspaper or magazine, give the name, and ask them when you can screen the film. They'll give you the time and place of various screenings. When you go, ask them to put you on their list and you'll get notices of all future screenings. One of our favorite ways to sneak into a theater with continuously running shows is the following. Arrive just as the show is emptying out and join the line leaving the theater. Exclaiming, "Oh my gosh," you slap your forehead, turn around and return. Tell the usher you left your hat, pocketbook, etc. inside. Once you're inside the theater, just swipe some popcorn and wait for the next show. Records and books. If you have access to a few addresses, you can get all kinds of records and books from clubs on introductory offers. Since the cards you mail back are not signed, there is no legal way you can be held for the bill. You get all sorts of threatening mail, which, by the way, also comes free. If you have a friend who is a member of a record club, ask him to submit your name as a free member. He gets four free records for getting you signed up. As soon as you get the letter saying how lucky you are to be a member, quit. Your friend's free records have already been shipped. We used to have at least 10 different names and addresses working on all the record and book companies. Every other day, we would ride around collecting the big packages. To cap it off, we opened a credit account at a large department store and used to return most of the records and books to the store saying that they were gifts and we wanted something else. Since we had an account at the store, they always took the merchandise and gave credit for future purchases. You can always use the public libraries. Find out when they do their yearly house cleaning. Every library discards thousands of books on this day. Just show up and ask if you can take some. Almost anything you might want to know, from plans for constructing a sundial to a complete blueprint for building a house, may be obtained free from the government printing office. Write to Superintendent of Documents, Government Printing Office, Washington, D.C., 20402. Most publications are free. Those that are not are dirt cheap. Ask to be put on the list to receive the free biweekly list of selected U.S. government publications. One of the best ways to receive records and books free is to invest $20 and print up some stationery with an artistic logo for some non-existent publication. Write to all the public relations departments of record companies, publishing houses, and movie studios. Say you are a newspaper with a large youth readership and have regular reviews of books, or records, or movies, and would like to be placed on their mailing list. Say that you would be glad to send them any reviews of their records that appear in the paper. That adds a note of authenticity to the letter. After a month or so, you'll be receiving more records and books than you can use. If you really want a book badly enough, follow the title of this one. Dig?